to the World Cup, you start seeing that there's hope in the World Cup.
Last week, I was actually saying that.
I'm scared of that Crusaders line. I won't lie. Richie Mwanga, 10. Nah, no, I'm worried. But you know what? That Maui wing is not an old player.
Really Sevu. Yeah, Sevu racism.
Yeah. So hopefully Pendo will still be injured. And hopefully Hansen is going to abuse him and play him at wing. And you put Jody Barrett at fullback. You know there's hope.
So defense.
Go Pack, I'm not even scared.
What?
1-8.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Severe.
They've got guys from the last World Cup.
Adi, what's the difference between Adi and Kocha Smith?
Adi is like the new Kano, bro.
No, you don't see Adi. You don't see
how many turnovers.
Nah.
You don't see Adi getting ragdolled. Like Smith got ragdolled
by Sevu. He got hit.
Did you not see what Sevu?
That hit was magnificent. Ooh.
Several reason Kwaka Smith.
Ah, come on, guys. That's not a hit.
Aye.
What was
it? Aye, mate. Come now.
You went high.
That's no difference.
That's what disgusting right here.
Several reason is not a big winger. He's my size. That's
but
a
he's chunky.
He's chunky.
He's chunky.
But that's the difference between Addis and that's the difference between
fat and muscle.
He's got fuzzle.
That's the difference between Addis Xavier and Kwaka.
All right, number one. Front row, let's not talk because you know we've got that.
Franks.
Franks are old, bro. All is old, now he's ancient.
Owen?
Yeah.
Front row, we've got Moss, we've got Beast, we've got Kitsoff, we've got Koch. Have you seen what Vincent Koch has been doing?
Aye. It's okay.
Second row.
If you said Marks, we'll be okay. Marks, we're okay.
What do you mean, what?
He's even a lock. He's even turning out
to be a lock. Do you know what
to do? Let's just...
Do you know what? I want to watch the Rugby World Cup with you.
What's minimum height?
I want to watch the...
Opening game is Box All Blacks.
I want to watch the World Cup Rugby with you.
What's minimum height?
It's okay.
Can we at least start at 2 meters? Okay. Can we have a universal minimum height?
But it's not about the height. It's White about the athleticism. Guys, as long as you're 196... But Scott Barrett is 2 meters. You know that.
Let's have a look. At least some weight. At least have more than 120 kg.
Are you saying Scott Barrett is...
2-something meters.
Do you know Scott Barrett?
People, okay, let's go sit over there. I think he's joining us for this.
Yes.
Thing. Let's go over there.
Scott Barrett.
Who can he bounce in that
both locks.
Move. This way.
Scott Barrett.
Move this way. Where now? Machi?
Boss. Ana Etzebeth. Boss.
Ana Lutia.
Scott.
And I feel a step to do
but aren't we
an Arachias name?
Arachia!
No, I'm not even going to say Arachia!
That back pakai, but all you need to do and keep it in the 22.
Mm-hmm. We're moving here for you, sit down.
We're not going to run. No, we won't run it.
Nah, it's okay.
Because we don't have a cent. Unless we can beg Jan Serfontein to come back.
This is why I love Springbok fans. And not and also people who are actually against the All Blacks. Because when you start writing off Scott Barrett,
Scott Barrett is
Brody Retallick.
You know Scott Barrett made
Brody Retallick, Sam Whitelock, and
yeah.
I can't argue.
No, but Scott Barrett made 10 tackles in 5 minutes against
Scott Barrett
France.
Is the new
you know that, right?
But
10 tackles in 5 minutes.
Second row.
And you know who's got the most tackles in Super Rugby in the past 5 years, if he accumulated.
Between
Peter Steph and Franco Mostert.
Mostert. But still, Baba Haji Badari. When you come
you know the
up
game
against.
Is, if you guys make sure that that guy is in your coaching staff, that dancing coach, Robbie Dean.
Oh.
If he gets Crusaders, because that's the.
Scott Robinson.
Scott Robinson.
Yeah.
If you guys get Scott Robinson's game plan, you're good, defend, and it. Then play off of the other team's mistakes or attack from 22 or their half. But if you're going to do this All Black thing of trying to run from your own 5 meter, well, go man.
We
want to do that
this.
Though. They're not going to
do
that.
Don't say we.
They're going to do that. They are going to do that.
Supporters, you're not killing us.
I said Ireland is when I take it. I didn't say I'm a
who
fan.
Who do you support?
All Blacks.
not accepting you,
bro. We don't accept you. Can you go away?
No, we don't.
Since when, no?
When?
Since forever, bro. I don't like box.
Guys, I don't know what's not there to
support
like about
Canada or something. But
nah, what Jack. Not to
like. Not Jack. Look, everything about the box is
it's the most diverse team.
Kevin.
No. How many Maoris are in that starting lineup?
The only thing legs. I support about box is their captain.
Which one? Colise.
Oh, see ya.
I actually played against him.
Look at that list tree. Okay, look at that list tree. Let's look at that list tree. See, I'm Tanda Colise.
I'm going to drink it.
Dwayne Thorfinn Muller. Peter Steph to Cage. Guys, Pakaipa. That list tree of Pakaipa.
It's functional movement.
No, but I wouldn't put Dupre ahead of Peter Steph to Cage.
Front row, you're over.
I mean, that's a luxury. If you've got the Dupre to come off the bench, that's a luxury. But I don't know who's coming off your bench, guys. Does Kia Reid actually play like 3 games in a row?
Come on.
Okay. No, it's okay. I like this.
What is he saying? We're recording one live.
Because we're going to play this after.
Clubhouse episode 8 starring Mate. Mate in the building supporting the box.
Okay, so who played it? You still use Bowden.
Obvious.
There's Bowden.
Why don't you move him to center?
I check. Give him more time.
You're
setting it up for loss. That's what you're doing.
Because the Rush D and Barrett, they don't know.
But you see, this is the beauty of it now. The All Blacks can play horses for courses. The box can't. The box can't play. They don't have the depth to actually adapt to a certain defensive system, which is quite sad. I mean, even if you look at the pack, they don't have guys who can really adapt.
Okay.
They don't. That's who can adapt.
We've got mobile packs now.
Ooh.
Mobile. But okay, look, your front row isn't mobile.
Max.
Max is mobile.
So one just man is the entire front row.
No, I said Max. One person is there at least.
Kitsoff is mobile.
Kitsoff.
To what end?
Vincent is
to what
end?
Do you see what Kitsoff was doing, guys?
I saw what Kitsoff did last weekend against Leinster.
Do you see what Kitsoff is doing overseas? It's just that it's always difficult to judge overseas on.
My foreign based.
Look at the supporting cast. Look at the supporting cast that Kitsoff has, okay? At Saracens. He's got the best, the England hooker, okay?
Who's not better than Marks?
Let me put something, I can admit
when you guys have got a best player in the position. Did you watch
when he intercepted against Waratahs?
Who?
Malcolm Max. Cohen break. Put it down. Scott blitz any day. Guys, under the post.
Guys, that's that.
Am I lying?
We're talking about 100 kg.
Dan Coles. Any
about
day.
100 kg man.
Sorry. What are Sophia doing?
And what's going on in the
Taylor.
Guys,
any
guys,
day.
Talking about, that's a
under
unit,
the post.
Huh?
That's a unit.
Who? My guy, the handbrake would not
Malcolm
go down.
Max is leaner than freaking Dan Coles and. Guys.
And Cody Taylor.
If you had to put Malcolm Max in the ring right now against a.
Dan Coles is leaner.
Where's your money at?
He's leaner.
Where's your money at? We know Dan Coles. Actually, is Dan Coles even a front row player?
Because
I don't chill on the wing.
Oh, well, but that's the game plan. He's not chilling on the wing just to chill on
Are
the
you
wing. Went? He's chilling on the wing to expose stuff in the tramline.
Dan Coles and Kieran Reeves, can you actually play? Can you go back to doing what you're supposed to do?
Where are you supposed to be?
One day you find me at reception. You find the whole lawyer at reception answering the phone. Now I won't be able to transfer my calls.
Just stick to what? No.
Can we play rugby?
Is it working or not?
I'm happy IRP is caught on to you guys.
Is it working or not?
Because you remember they used to change the rules to suit you guys.
Is it working or not?
No. You're mistaking us for England.
They've stopped changing.
You're mistaking us for England.
Now
sorry.
You need to rack.
Is it
you
working?
You need to scrap.
Is it working
and you
or
win,
not?
You win. You need to make my turnovers.
Is it working or not?
It's not working anymore.
Kieran Reid and Dan,
nah,
they haven't played in a while.
Okay, hold on. No, let's no.
It's not. You know why it's not working? Because you guys have been getting beaten up front, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
You've been getting manhandled up front.
Really,
yeah, but then getting manhandled.
And Sean Cronin, that island game, guys were getting manhandled because guys were bunkering their cuckoo wing instead of being in the tight five.
Getting getting manhandled in your second last game of the year. You also got to look at what time. This is under, it goes for the box as well.
No, but
when
guys,
they played
it's
for us,
fair, it's
I
fair,
got, but
it's
listen,
because when you
listen,
guys manhandle owns when it's end other the end of your when it's their end of the thing.
Yeah.
You say you were amazing.
No. You take that into consideration. But you take that into consideration. But you take that into consideration.
Of course, of course.
After it was literally their second last game of the season. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only time when you can really truly tell is World Cup.
Yeah.
That's the only
when
time you can truly
fresh.
Tell. When everybody is prepared, lined up to everyone's gotten their game time, everything's gone that way. I think yes, New Zealand have been, people are taking on New Zealand in the forwards, mm-hmm. trying to batter them up front, but they've only lost how many games when people are still taking that approach?
You're still Golden State, I won't lie, you're still the team to beat. I'll put up my hands there, but I'm saying it's not the same World Cup we're walking into. It's not like the other one.
Curry with the three.
It's not the same one where it was just switch.
So?
Nah, it's not.
You think so?
If there's a World Cup, you can lose. I'm not saying you will lose. But if there's a World Cup, you can lose. This is the one.
We had a discussion like a couple of weeks back, and I was saying Ireland might be a surprise.
It won't
be a surprise if Ireland wins, guys.
Ireland will not win. But Ireland will not win.
No, I'm not saying they'll win, but I'm saying if they do,
you don't
get
see
to the final,
future.
It's not a surprise.
HB, Ireland have been found out. They have been found out. Ireland play a possession game, which
unless
relies on physicality. Which is what I said last time.
It
can't be, because they even... Did you watch the Champions Cup final last weekend?
No. Oh, yes, I
they
did.
They were
yes,
taken
yes.
on physically, but if you want to beat Ireland, just be physical. That's all you've got to be. All your big boys have to be physical for 80 minutes, and you're done. Then when they got hammered by England, what happened? England were in their face, their line speed was good, and they were just hitting, putting a shoulder on every time. And it's the same thing. Ireland are like the box. They just cannot adapt. The whole Six Nations, tell me, the whole Six Nations, Ireland never adapted. The whole Six Nations.
That was painful to watch.
And they were figured out first game.
And you're telling me.
And they were talking a lot of hot pockets.
But we... Like we were saying last podcast, that I think it's a foundation for the World Cup.
How is it a foundation? Because at some point
that
you've got
foundation
to try something.
Just
but HB, they've been playing the same. Listen, they've been
it's
playing
setting,
the
Baba.
Same style of rugby for so long.
What
the
is
All
so
Blacks,
long?
The whole of Joe Schmidt's tenure, they've been playing that exact thing where they ruck. They literally ruck the opposition to death. They have 100 more rucks per game than any other team. Every team they play against, they have 100 more rucks. So
that's
obviously,
where the game's at now. It's now back to the tight fight.
But
it's no longer in the loose anymore.
But you see, they tried to play that
the
game
last
against
World
England.
Cups, it was in the loose, and that's where Anasanibul came through. Your backline was just too potent because that's where the game was at. Now people have adapted to the loose game. They won't kick the ball to your dangerous counter attackers anymore. They won't leave holes when after they've kicked.
Up as a line, sit it up.
So, okay, so what I want to know is that I think if either Italic or Whitelock is injured, you guys are in big trouble.
No, it's because Barrett will slot in.
The games you have lost,
yeah.
One of those two has been injured.
Barrett will slot in.
Barrett will really. He's taking over.
Barrett will slot in
from Retallick.
And the good thing is Retallick's time out had given Barrett time to grow. If you watch the Crusaders playing now, their standout forward for the season has been Scott Barrett.
Because for me, Scott Barrett, and it... Look, it's easy to shine in a winning team, guys. I'm just saying, if you put Erchia there in Crusaders, he does damage, huh?
But he's
you
not
put
he's,
Franco.
But he's not
put,
the type of player who fits the Crusaders.
If you put Mostert in that back row, a player who I would say fits the Crusaders, you do damage.
Franco.
So? I think Mostert. we've got five world class locks.
Mostert does not.
World class.
Tier 2.
Five.
Or tier 1.
We've got five.
five.
Tier 2.
We could start any five locks. And our lock wouldn't even. Our pack wouldn't know the difference.
But you guys lose two.
No, I'm not saying like look styles of playing, but I'm saying you guys lose two of your locks, you're in trouble. we can lose three of our locks. We're still fine. You could either play Luke.
Still fine at losing.
Luke Araghia. We can go.
You can't play
Peter Steph.
You can't play Luke.
We can go Mostert.
But you can't play Araghia and Luke because they're both too loose.
Okay, but I'm saying we've got five world-class locks.
Yeah, but your combinations. You don't have the combinations.
You might have translate five, but
you
don't have combinations.
We can mix Itzebeth and thing up.
And who?
We can mix Itzebeth and Loot up, or Itzebeth and Mostert. We can go Itzebeth Erghia.
You've got two combinations.
We can go Peter Steph.
Itzebeth and, you have two Itzebeth combinations. And Mostert are the same.
You have two combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Itzebeth and Lud,
mm-hmm.
or Mostert and Snyman. That's it. You've only got two combinations.
No, Peter Steph slots in there.
He's too loose.
By the way, Peter Steph is the best pack player currently in the world. He's the best forward in the world.
He's a beast, but I don't know about the best.
He's not the best.
Who's the best?
He's a beast, but I'm not going to say he's the best.
I'd even put Mario Toji ahead of him.
Nah, I'm sorry.
I'd put Mario Toji ahead of him.
Why not?
Pick a moles.
First of all, okay, we'll go number one, Mario Toji and it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tackle from the side and hit him.
Retallick.
Guys.
Brody.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
These are biases.
Are you serious?
Sam Whitelock.
Over Peter Steph, a guy who can cover 7 and 5.
Brody Retallick.
A guy who can cover, actually can cover 7, 8, 5.
Scott Barrett.
No.
Yeah,
Scott,
four, five, six.
Scott is not
four, five,
the same.
You actually don't believe in Scott. We understand. It's okay. You don't believe.
Sorry.
We understand.
Hatred on Jordi is expected. He's accepted. We will accept. We will accept, but not Scott.
Scott is actually. In me, I prefer him over Bowden. Scott, I can put faith in that one. I will go to war.
I'll take. Okay, if they would say best player in a position, I'll give you two. Which is scary, because usually New Zealand will have about 5-6. Maybe I'll give you three. I'll give you Bowden Barrett.
He's the best player in the world.
But
not the best 10. He's not the best 10, but he's the best rugby player.
And that's what I'm saying. In a position, I might have to take back Scott Bowden out.
Yeah, he's not the best 10. Even in New Zealand.
Because the points he leaves on the poles is just... Yeah.
Even in New Zealand, I agree with you that. Even in New Zealand, he's not the best 10. Yeah. Moonga is the best 10, but Barrett is the better rugby player.
So why
player.
Don't you put him at 15?
Who?
Or at wing. Remember, because as a box fan, people
not
always,
to
people,
Raya,
always
not to Raya.
People always laugh at me when I say
I Bowden them.
There was a time we could have beaten New Zealand home and away, had it not been for Bowden Barrett coming off the pitch.
Yeah,
and sorting out that line.
Yeah, the game when
and it wasn't this
bounced
luck,
Barrett and then Barrett bounced him to score a try.
It wasn't this luck thing of ours of defending and then Damien knocks it. No. When you're thoroughly beaten your own. None of this good
like last year's, that one was luck.
I'm saying when we beat you guys in New Zealand. No,
oh, I'm talking about the one luck. The return game.
The Heineken Mayer days. Yeah. That's when I'm saying good we Lord. Had beaten you. Had it not be from the best for the
Heineken
best.
Heineken Mayer days.
When you can
there
call.
Was one game that I remember where the All Blacks scored right at the very end as usual.
When Willy Leroux tried to ankle tap Bowden Barrett, but the guy was just too fast.
And then Barrett, because he also rounded. He rounded and then shrugged off Jean de Villiers. Because he'd come on and then de Villiers ran through him and scored. I remember he was celebrating. He slid over and he did this when he was on the ground celebrating. Then Barrett's like, oh, boy.
I see you.
Ah,
come on.
Try.
Give Barrett space. Put Moonga at 10. Yeah. Game over.
Richie, I think that game that we played in, that the All Blacks played in South last year, when they won in the last 6 minutes, Richie Moore won that game. Richie.
Single-handed.
Richie
and
won that game.
The sad thing is that they'll always say Richie doesn't have enough time, but whose fault is it? You haven't been giving the guy minutes.
But the thing is, you know, I think in the first game of the World Cup, they should start Moonga. Because Moonga handles a rush defense better than Barrett
really
does.
Yeah.
And then Barrett should be on the bench. I don't think he should start a fullback simply because his tactical kicking. I think Ben Smith tactically is a better 15.
Does Hansen leave Barrett on the bench?
Yeah, why not?
Because there was a time when I had asked where Hansen was the best coach. Why? Because he understood the bench.
He still does.
He doesn't understand the bench anymore. Eh?
Have you watched the?
Is he brave enough to say I'll start with Moonga?
Yeah, well, he was brave enough to end Julian Sevilla's career.
How short my winger.
Iowa, but like Lions careers are. Okay, you do yourself a favor. Have you watched All or Nothing? Have you watched All or Nothing?
The New Zealand.
The Obdex documentary. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched.
Watch it and see. Watch it.
And then you'll because see. Of the fans, but
watch it and you'll see that decision was not a long time coming. It was made on a whim in a training session. He's like,
Coimbo, just let's see.
Honestly,
and then everyone was like, boss.
Why? Because the assistant coach was like, what?
Are you stupid?
Are you sure? He's like, yeah. Let's have a look.
The assistant actually thought he was joking.
Because when we were playing New Zealand, when Boxer was at the peak of its powers, three times champion, what's this champion? Super 14 winner coach and Hansen at the peak of your powers. I'm talking a young Francois Loa, a young Brent Vermeulen, a light Peter Steph to tow it. I mean, you're talking about Boxer at their peak and then New Zealand at their peak. You knew that you would hold these guys for 60 minutes.
Last 20
and the bench will finish you off.
Yeah.
I'm no longer afraid of the New Zealand bench.
Why?
Who's there? Who's going to come on to scare me? Matt Todd. Via Fafit. He first has to know rugby. Can't just it doesn't help to be big who paid.
Okay.
Because you're not gonna start with Via Fafit.
I think you need to watch
Sam Kane. Sam Kane is a walking concussion.
You're looking at
Sam Kane. Sam Kane.
And he hides in games. Sam Kane guys, I'm not scared of that loose trio anymore.
Oh. You're looking at individuals.
We'll bring back my known Banaban. The switch ones out.
Okay. No, 10 to 13. Was good if you guys want to, Baba. If you guys want to win, 10 to 13.
Movement speed.
Seders.
Simple. Good you.
10 to 13 Seders.
Nah.
And keep quiet.
My problem.
Good you.
My
problem. Mwanga. And who's the other inside center?
Oh, Crotty. My issue is with Crotty.
Crotty's a walking concussion again.
That's the issue. And I think at the moment, of all the inside centers in New Zealand, Manonu's been playing the best rugby.
Guys, this is where, that's the problem. Don't think like fans.
We're not thinking like fans. We all
want Peter Ndlovu to go to the World Cup. We all want Peter Ndlovu to go to AFCON.
No, we're not thinking like fans. But have you watched the games?
But like Super Rugby games.
Have you watched the games? Have you seen the stats? The numbers don't lie.
I've been hearing these Manonu comeback rumors.
You've been hearing this? Have you
watched
Super Rugby?
Watching him play?
Have you been watching Super Rugby?
I've been watching five leaves to the World Cup.
Have you been watching?
I've been watching him play.
Remember what we did when we stretched Jean de Villiers just for too long?
What about Medfield? You always took Medfield.
Have you been watching? Super Rugby?
Have you been watching Nonu play?
You've been watching Nonu play?
Obviously, I watch the SA sides more and I watch highlights for the other.
So, that's fine. So you haven't seen Nonu perform.
Even in the highlights, you've seen him do 106 things.
That's why I'm saying the best performing inside center in New Zealand right now is Ma Nonu. Because he's
combinations.
He's got the. I think you could combine with Goodyu very well.
Nah, I don't think they have time.
You see.
What?
They don't have time.
They don't have time to learn each other.
Rugby champs is not.
But then we. I think with players with won't the quality. Conrad
Smith, Nonu, guys.
The quality that
Goodyu is pretty much Conrad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sorting it out.
I like the kid more than Conrad.
I get what you're saying. Goodyu standard. Goodyu, like the future after the World Cup, that midfield combination is going to be Leonard Brown.
Shish, but Leonard, that was
like, Antoine.
How many centers did we come up with the last time? Five. Came up with five.
Was not six.
We had five.
Six. Was it six?
Because it was Goodyu, Trotty,
Leonard Brown,
Sonny Bill Williams,
Ma'a.
Ma and La Mape.
Sonny Bill, I'm not Ma.
No, why Sonny not? Bill.
Karwa, do you guys want to slam blam?
Because Mudo to say Tee Rambam.
No.
See, I Sonny Billy Bam.
No.
Kicking game and versatility. He can only play a ring. You can't play fullback as well. That's what's letting Naholo down. Because Naolo is just an out-and-out winger. He can't slot into 15 when necessary.
So, is Pendo healthy for the World Cup?
He will be. But don't expect to see too much of him.
Hey, Mackenzie was
who's your loose trio? I mean, your back three.
Adi.
No, not loose trio, back three.
Back three.
There are a couple of bolters. But what I'd say is Rico, standard.
Obviously, Rico is Bender, standard.
Who's that teaser? Not one. Relax, Baba.
And then you see, 14 is now up to.
Sweetest.
Yeah, let me move it to the side. Can you put that over there then? And just open it so the bee goes to it.
Are you done with it? Let's finish it, guy.
Because
I'm the one who's allergic to bees and I'm not moving.
But you see, guys, we were not having this discussion last World Cup. Last World Cup, you knew we'd lose Trio Pakaip. Oplex, lose Trio Pakaip. You knew that back three, Pakaip.
But the game's evolved.
You still had the Scudder.
Which is what's brilliant.
Can you see the requirements have evolved?
Nez Roid.
He didn't go for a second course. Always take Roids and then they leave halfway. Then. Those are the things.
What happened to Scudder's Roid?
Neha.
Nehe. That man is.
He's injured.
It's not injury, it's
injury prone. The heck.
He's unlucky.
And Nehe, oh my goodness. He recovers, everything's good, he's back for one game, or even half like a game, something goes wrong. In that game, he comes back.
I know the feeling.
You must go to that witch doctor who fixed Naolo's leg.
Fiji, go to that village, get some leaves boiled and put on his leg. A shoulder. What is it?
No, but my wife actually told me that her great-grandmother used to do those items, those leaf items.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it works?
It works. It's not medicine, it's just plants, right? I mean, where do we get these chemicals from?
Yeah.
From the plants.
I don't know. I see George Bridge going to the World Cup. Like Bolter.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting.
It's better. At least now you can actually have a discussion where you can at least see New Zealand seeing a flame one or two games.
But that was the same 2015. They weren't seeing a flame in terms of selection. They weren't connect. They weren't.
Sweet year.
They weren't performing.
But now, choke effect.
Playoffs is money game.
Because playoffs. You guys would be at least maybe, let's say, 20% better than the other team. But expectation brings you guys down already. Whereas, Kuma, group stages, you just play a game.
Group stages.
Playoffs, you can actually steal a win against New Zealand.
Steal?
Yeah, I mean, they just don't get up for the game. I mean, they've got that monkey off their back now, but it's always what? It's always a one try game.
Around about 2003, 2007, that's when that was. But. When they made it through final 2011 final, their country gave them that win. It's because they were playing in New Zealand. They were, but quarter final 2015.
Right where?
Those French.
All of it out the window. Out of the window.
Blah, blah.
Did you watch?
Did you see what happened to the French? Did you see the pain?
It was
dished out.
I think that actually won the All Blacks that World Cup. That performance.
Who's that guy who nearly won and single-handedly beat New Zealand final?
Dusetua.
No. The line guy. The 10. He was an unknown.
When?
Big number 10. The not the one you won in New Zealand.
French.
Didn't you play France in the final?
Yeah.
Not
Dusetua was the one.
Yes, obviously Dusetua was killing it.
Mm.
But there's that number 10, what's his name?
What? Damien Troy?
No.
It's
was he French?
It wasn't Chanduka.
No, it wasn't. Couldn't have been Chanduka.
One who played in 2015 as well, quarterfinal, who got injured like first.
No, there's a game. Isn't you played France in the final?
Mm.
Not the New Zealand World Cup. The one before that was France-New Zealand final, Andy.
No, we got our quarterfinal.
I was still in varsity. It was
2007.
It was Damien Troy. The guy who scored the try from the forward pass.
No, not... Okay, so it's not the forward pass here. So it must be 2011.
2011 was final.
It was the final you won, and it?
Yeah.
And it was France?
Yeah.
Oh, did you play France semis?
No, we played France final.
Yes, so there's a guy who you played. What's his name?
Let's Google it.
I was an unknown on, and the net's had
problem on.
It looked like a deja vu.
Those ones on the left, they're having a selection. Sheesh.
Crib. Can't have such things happening.
Who's best nine right now? Is it Conor Murray?
No.
TGS.
God, no.
That guy's Aaron.
Aaron had a bad game recently, didn't he?
Aaron is catching too many fights.
He had a bad game Aaron recently where he was being given my handoffs and my sidesteps.
Aaron are no longer bang.
Aaron.
Even TJ can't.
I mean, I like TJ better than Aaron, though. But Aaron is better, but TJ's got these funny little things he does where he surprises you.
No, Conor Murray is not the best nine.
Not by it.
He was in the Six Nations, was terrible.
Who is it? The England nine?
No.
You, Youngs.
Youngs.
Jack.
Nah. I'd still say Aaron Smith.
Nah.
Aaron is better, but I think TJ is more creative.
But you see the Aaron Smiths of this world, classic nines, great nines. When it comes to a tournament, they can just switch it up.
Yeah.
Experience like what Free Depere did for Wales. That's still one of the best World Cup moments. That back pass to Dwayne Vermeulen.
I was so happy because I was like, the box are out. Thank God.
Which they could have won.
Yeah, of course. I was so pleased. I was like, yes, come on, Wales.
Boss.
And then 3GP I just
here's the squad for you. That quarterfinal was really intense.
Found it. Derek Desertua.
It's gonna be a very nice World Cup to watch. But this World Cup, girl.
So it was Tranduk.
Being a problem.
It was Tranduk. Yeah, it was Tranduk.
Do you consider France a wild card?
No.
You can't. Not with Bastard.
Not with the performance. Not with the performance they gave at the Six Nations. No, definitely not.
France are always. All right,
guys.
France are
always. Actually, you know what?
Bastard.
You know what?
Bastard.
You know what? Actually, best nine in the world, I give it at the moment on performance. DuPont, the French knight. That kid is ridiculous.
But he's a kid.
Bah, suck. If you're good enough, you're old enough.
There are some positions. If you're good enough, you're old enough. Some positions to kids, eh?
Why not? Why not?
It's just time in the saddle.
It's not about time in the saddle.
There are positions where kids where you can't have a kid.
Nine is one of them. Didn't you say nine
is the spine? Is the spine of the team?
The spine of the team. But having said that,
you need a great.
Yes, there are some positions.
I don't think there's any team which has won a World Cup without a great 9-10 combination. Eh?
Yeah, but still, having said that, DuPont is. Watch, guys. You need to watch
guys,
the games.
Last World Cup, did you guys have Mako? The one you won in New Zealand.
Yes.
And you'd cut.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys think this is just going to be the same?
Why not?
You realize that you lost.
We have depth,
you
my
lost
brother.
Like 1,000
we
caps.
Have depth.
Yeah. For 2030, you lose an hour.
Yeah.
And the years coming up to that, we were losing.
We're losing with it.
And they're built. It's the system. It's not the individual. The individuals.
You can't just laugh off losing the greatest man to I have watched. Yeah, right?
You can't laugh it off, but you can't say that.
It's the base, of the beginning and end.
Now rugby's all over because they've retired. They've also set up.
So you're the young Reed.
Good people to.
Now I remember why I was bang with your history. You had Kane.
Mm.
Kano,
Yebo, Manhandler,
McCaw, and a young Reed, and Smith, and Carter in his prime, and Nani, and Sandipo. Yeah, I know it. I thought.
Remember that World Cup where.
Chiefs captain, like 2 years ago. He's retired now.
Oh, Messam.
Yeah. Liam Messam as well.
Retired, is it too long?
Remember that World Cup where the owner was going for the try line, and Kano got him and picked him up and put him back over there?
Jerome is just a G.
Just pick him up like this. Put him back.
But it's okay.
Where are you going? Yeah. Get back.
I still think. Even
Hardy would do that.
Hardy would do that. Hardy's and the most balanced back row that the All Blacks have at the moment, like I keep saying, is Hardy, Reed, and Kane. It's the most balanced.
Kano is hidden for me in games.
No, Kane. Kane is a good player. Kane,
no, I'm saying Kano. He's hidden for me.
He's done, isn't he?
He's done. Kano's done. I'm saying Sam Kane.
He's out.
Oh, you mean Kane, okay.
Sam Kane. Because he's Defensively, he does his work.
He's a workhorse, but you're not going to look at Kane and say, shit, this is a long day in the office.
What Kane does is it gives freedom. It gives Ardi freedom to do what he does best.
Ardi's barely starting, huh?
Ardi will start. He'll start at 7.
He's putting on mask for the World Cup, bruh. Yeah.
He's a skinny own.
He's gonna stack on the mat and he's gonna cut.
He's a CrossFit toe. He's a CrossFit toe. But he's not a place. He's not a pop and play zone.
But the games evolved. The games.
He's actually doing it and he's handling on.
Tell me when
he was dishing handouts.
Remember that hit? Remember that Dan Carter hit? The one where Roman Pott had to say a red card.
The best hit in world rank in the past 10 years. Clean hit.
When have you ever seen Ardi Sevilla being stopped by the first defender?
That guy's got energy.
Looks like a Jonah Lomo movement.
Ah, yeah, let's not compare.
You see, can you see this is the box mentality of needing size.
Movement.
This is the box mentality of needing mass. You don't need mass.
Need place, guys. Puff and place.
This is, but it's okay. We'll allow you to, you know, carry on.
All we need is to get fit. And we need our selectors to wake up and pick more shocks.
Quick question. Who's your 10 for the World Cup?
Andre Pollard.
Let's talk about let's talk about the box.
Andre Pollard.
I actually like Andre.
I think Andre Pollard is the only 10.
He's the only 10.
He's the only opportunity.
Bosch
is not a 10 that you can put in the World Cup.
Current Bosch.
He's not a 10 you can count on. I'm sorry.
But anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm scared. If Andre gets injured,
with Kerwin,
but he's a strong flyer.
With Kerwin,
he's actually a fully fledged,
and he's got his neck of. If he's got his neck of Mukira in New Zealand, I don't know why. Pollard, it's just since he was a kid.
Pollard is standard, class of his own. Even in South Africa,
under 20 World Cup, there's
no one close to Pollard in South Africa.
Yeah, I know. Pollard, I've got faith.
It's not even a discussion. Okay, your midfield, but who's the other one?
Puz is useless.
But then your midfield is your biggest issue.
But that's where those players are, boss.
But they're coming from.
That's what I'm saying.
You've
need to beg.
You've got Damien, no pass, Dear Lent. And then you've got Jesse, the move, dies with me, Creel.
He's injured.
No, Lukanya M. He's not. Jesse won't start.
Hey, Lukanya,
Jesse will start ahead of M. That's the sad thing is he'll start ahead of M.
No, he won't. We'll put M. We'll beg. We'll come groveling to get Jan Serpentine back. Because there's no World Cup. We're not getting out of group stages without Jan Serpentine.
Dearland is going to start for you at 10.
I won't start.
I personally feel that you missed an opportunity with Rohan. Jansen van Rensburg, letting him leave. He was the closest thing.
Jansen van Rensburg,
that was a brilliant center. Rohan Jansen van Rensburg, right?
Okay,
look at Howard Forster for the Lions. Again, brilliant center.
You know how Howard Forster runs across, eh? I was nearly sold. I was literally nearly sold. Because I always said, no, there's something wrong with this one. But I could never put my hand on it. Until there was no one to punch holes for him. Then I realized that this owner
runs
across.
But then he's being played at 12 when he should be played at 13.
Typewriter.
Being played at 12 when he should be played at 13.
Yeah. Look, I think our best 13 is M right now. We've got a world-class fullback in Ville Leroux.
Is he coming back to play for you guys?
What do you mean, is he coming back?
He will.
The guy is vice-captain. What is the leadership group?
Look, he is. He's old guys, but he's not reliable.
Guys.
I don't know, my guy.
Since Israel Folau is not playing right now, since Israel Folau has been banned, Bendo is injured. He becomes default best 15 in the world.
Ish. Wait, Folau wasn't banned. He was fired.
Well, I mean, the coach won't pick him.
Are you sure about that?
I'm saying his coach said he won't pick the kid.
Are
you sure about Leru being the best 15 in the world?
Currently. Because Bendo is bust.
Okay. Right? Yeah, I know. Besides those and two, then, this is not a bit of bias.
No, it's not biased. Okay. That's why I said the caveat is he'll be number 3.
Okay.
Go McKenzie.
Nah, don't talk to you about McKenzie. At 15? Nah, don't. Let's have a boot first.
McKenzie at 15.
But then Vinny LaRue.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, McKenzie and what's his name, and Kevin Bosch, they both can't play 10, but put them at 15, they function well.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not going to go around saying Bosch is the best 15. Let the kid grow, guys. Let the kid grow.
Bosch is tricky.
What happened to Haaland? I'm disappointed.
I was really expecting a lot from that kid. Eh?
He was played on the wing.
We shouldn't have played for Bulls.
No, the Bulls was a good team for him. Because he was they were playing a game plan. Or more open. Have you not seen they've opened up their game the way they play?
And it's actually enjoyable.
But it's enjoyable, but to get that losing mentality out.
It takes a lot of time. It's the transition. It takes a lot of time. I don't think they did their transition well. That's what the Bulls messed up. It's their transition from Matt Field and that era with the Gary Borters and all of those guys into now, like the modern Bulls team. That transition wasn't handled very, very well. It wasn't smooth. It's not like
they
the
lost
Crusaders.
Coaches, they lost players, exactly. They just lost everything.
It's not like
they
the Crusaders. Because the Crusaders, it was seamless. It was so smooth, you know. But with the Bulls, they really missed a big opportunity there. Because you can't have how many contracted players are there? Because they fired 100. They released 100 players from. You can't have that many players and not be able to manage your transition properly.
Let me tell you what's the biggest, because I was contracted to the Bulls. So in SA, the day you walk into Rays and you sign up for, I don't know if they still do it like this, you sign up for playing rugby for Rays, you automatically sign a contract for Bulls.
Really?
At tax. Well, that's what it was in my day. So Bulls could just go into any game, whether it's Police versus this or tax, and then just get. So the problem with SA rugby is that too much talent. They don't manage talent, they abuse talent.
No, that's very true. Too much money, too young.
Too much money. No, and also, for me, the fact that Bismarck never actually played properly in his prime, he had like maybe a stretch of like 10, 20 games. The one time he's being abused by John Smith, then when he finally gets a chance, only like, nah, we've got Malcolm Marks, are we English? You know, it's not, you're supposed to fill a gap. Like, you're not supposed to lose Jan Serfontein and say, it's fine.
Yeah.
Then Thor goes off for 2 years, they're like, no, it's fine. In New Zealand, Dan Carter is Dan Carter, guys. A great is a great. And Box, I mean, how can you have a great one day and then the next day is not play?
You see, the problem with the Box is they don't back the whole thing of you are allowed to have an off day once in a while, you know. And the thing is, I think that example of Bismarck, for me as a rugby fan, I actually feel cheated by South African rugby. The fact that
they robbed us of watching Bismarck
for a while, man.
In his prime,
as much as Marx brings to the game, my man, Bismarck.
And for me, that's why it paced over. You know, when New Zealand loses Cody Taylor and who's the other guy, Dan Coles, you'll feel the gap because they just don't have that many players. You're not supposed to be able to replace Bismarck. You're supposed to suffer for treating Bismarck wrong. But the fact that Owens don't really pay properly for treating these Owens, like, look what we've done to our scrummies. One day it's Fav, the next day is this own, the next day is this.
The best South African scrum half is not even playing in South Africa at the moment.
Right now. But that's just an example there. Just let me get back to
Zim. Look, Zim has got a lot of talented players. It's just like we've been talking about. Just that development gap from at peak stages by high school, towards the end of high school career, and moving on to...
High school is too late. We should be developing players from primary school.
Okay.
When you get to high school, you're trying to coach these kids.
No, developing.
And
you know that there's different phases of development.
I know there's
development
phases.
Cheers, boss.
Little boss.
I'm talking about that crucial one where it's now going into.
What I'm saying is the most crucial stage is where we're messing up is at the very bottom. That's where we're messing up. Believe me, you're trying to coach kids, just how to play make. And they can't keep their shoulders square or their chest square when they're running with the ball, so they're not a threat. Then you wonder why my centers are going numb every time you try to do a move. But you're not a threat, so you're not holding anyone. So the defense are free to just get up and smash. But anyway.
Well, speaking about that, Rugby Sables Academy, last game against the Eagles, they got close, 31-30.
Did you watch the game? Don't really consider the score because there's nothing to really write over. I watched it I think on Monday night.
But we discussed this, that they will come with nothing.
I wasn't impressed.
When they play the team, that team is going to come for them.
I don't know if it was the wind, but line out, Baba. Line out. And when you understand that the wind is like that, why are you still trying to throw
six.
Four or six? Because it wasn't getting to four.
No, but it's a young team, B-Mac. This is how they don't have experience. This is how they get experience.
Simba was there.
It's a young team.
Simba was
the
there.
Average age is 22 years. Okay? They're young players. They've never played at this level before.
And we mentioned that as well. That experience is what's going to help them.
They've never played at this level
before. That's basic.
That's not something you can blame on experience.
They've never played at this level before.
Yes, but that's not something you can blame on experience.
What do you blame it on?
I'm regurgitating the rhetoric that is thrown out by the management staff.
He's being sarcastic.
That's fine.
Yeah, you do understand.
You really can't blame. That's terrible.
What do you blame it on then?
Bro, listen, we played against SWG.
That's problem.
No offense. No, look. We're playing against...
Well, they kind of just two conditions.
As an individual, you actually... As teammates, you should know your captain should just call it out. Especially if your captain's in the forwards. And he's a lock. It's one of the jumpers, huh? Yeah. You should actually go, good guys. Four ball, dang. Go to front. Because as soon as ball passes the second pro ball, the second lifter...
Fed.
Wah! And it's out for both teams, which is why I'm saying we really shouldn't be talking about, good performance, because both of those teams were crap. And now we want.
Do you know SWD is made up of just, it's just like clubs, bro. Like just these MF.
It's not dope.
I'm just at a loss for words, you know. And the thing is, we. Again, I think we thrive off... These things happen because people thrive off the ignorance, the general ignorance of... The ignorance of the general rugby public.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
People don't understand when they hear Super Sport Challenge. They don't understand what tier of competition it is.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all. Second, they don't understand when they hear province, they don't understand... They hear Southwestern districts. They don't understand the quality of rugby there, first of all. Let's look at the quality of club rugby there.
Yeah.
And all of that. Okay. I mean... And then... You want... And then when... People who don't even know the squad... Are being told that it's an inexperienced squad of guys who have never played at this level before. That's fucking bullshit, mate. They're guys who won Africa Cup. In 2012! In that squad.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to claim inexperience. You know, like... Bro, cool. There's... I think... Okay, first of all, what is a Zimbabwe Academy? Let's start off there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
What is it meant to do?
What is its purpose?
What are you aiming to achieve? What are the goals?
You get what I mean? I mean, there's... Right now, you're just getting a bunch of guys together and just being like, okay, play. We'll give you what excuses we need to give you for things that don't go right, but go and play.
Yep.
Again, it does nothing to help the players in that situation. It does nothing to... Why was this money... Again, we're stopping all domestic rugby.
It has paused.
For this competition, for 6 weeks.
Zimbabwe.
It's not benefiting Zimbabwe rugby. We're having a top-down approach. On the off chance that we do qualify for the World Cup in 2023. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're hedging our bets on. Meanwhile, our under-20s are second tier. When these guys
were
under-20...
We failed to qualify to go into first tier.
To go into first tier. When these guys were under 19 and under 20, Namibia, not even an issue. Now we can't even beat
team in Africa.
Now we can't even beat Madagascar. And then we want to then say, no, let's jump into this provincial competition in South Africa. You know.
Yep.
And then let's hope that these provinces put up weak teams against us. Because I can guarantee you, if these guys actually emptied out, listen, if Western Province put out their full team, because the team they put up against SWD in their first game, it had the, no, it was more or less
top.
Craig Barry was playing, Noche was playing.
Dog, I saw, sorry for cutting you.
Yeah.
Jumbo Lengo was playing for the Cheetahs Super Sport Challenge team.
Yeah, he got cut out of contract.
I remember so, from the thing.
Yes, yeah, so go on. Oh, yeah, speaking, go on.
Yeah, so like. So at that, I mean. So we're not. Let's focus. Let's take things bit by bit, okay? We can't try fix. You can't fix the roof of a house when the foundation is crumbling. Mdara, you can't say you I can't want to buy.
Roof level,
you want to say I want to buy new tiles, but yet your foundation is made of marshmallows.
How is that what I'm for a window?
Built on a wetland.
Mdara, last year our under 18 team was kicked out of Craven Week. Do you know who their first game was last year?
No.
At the Academy Week or whatever they're playing at. They played against the South African Learning Disabilities team.
Did they win?
Yeah, they won by like 10 points. But, and then you're telling me that, okay, fine. We see this chaos going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see that the club rugby is not great. There are people with boots play against people who don't have boots. On a weekly basis.
People with Kita playing against Oms who are rocking up with either three-quarter pants, cannot makaki
or cargo pants.
Or
let's not even go as far as that. Let's even go to like a dairy board. There was a school playing. There was a kid wearing Vans playing.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That kid gets injured. His mother complains. Yeah. It's just terrible.
That chaos is going on, right? And then you want to tell me that we want to go and portray a false image of a union and a rugby public that has their shit together by playing in a provincial competition where Trudamburwa, near a team that got together on the Thursday. Border got together on the Thursday.
Yep.
Before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're losing to them, right? And then we want to then give excuses and then go into the media and then lie. And all of that, which is not on.
And we lost to Border in the 40s and they're catching points. This last weekend they got given 52.
You know, and it does nothing for these guys, for the players. Yes, okay, you get the financial benefit, which is great.
I feel like that's what they're going for.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's up to them, whatever their motivation is. But you're getting, yes, you get the financial benefit, which is good. You get to live in the hotel and taste all of this, which is great. Which is great. No, it's not mocking, but you get to taste of what it's like in a somewhat professional environment.
Yeah.
In a somewhat professional environment. You get a taste of that. But at the end of the day, when this 6 weeks is over, what do you have next?
Nothing.
Do you have next? Because there is no Gold Cup. And as long as people are telling themselves, oh no, yeah, there's World Rugby is sorting something out for Africa. Let me tell you something.
No.
World Rugby, they've got their qualifier from Africa. Namibia are going. They don't give a fuck. They're sorted. They're like, we'll toss us Rwanda 2020. They're not going to scramble. They've got a World Cup in 2019 to prepare for. You're going to believe that they actually care about tier two nations in Africa when they have a World Cup in 2019 right now to get right?
In a few months.
Come on, guys.
Unless World Cup was coming to South Africa 2023, which it isn't.
Come on,
France.
Guys.
3 months time though.
We're pretty
Come
much
on, guys. So we just are not we're not putting resources to the right areas and sorting out the right areas. For goodness sake, our under 20s lost to Madagascar. They were doing tap and goes in Madagascar's 22. The fuck is that? And then now we want to then say, no, let's play SuperSport Rugby Challenge. And then, you know, as long as we lose, as we stay within 10 points, 20 points, that's all good. That's not good. That's fucking ridiculous. Because we're forgetting what's going... Half of these guys, a lot of these guys are in their 30s. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys are in their 30s or late 20s. Now you want to build till 2023. And you're saying you want to focus on youth. You want to focus on youth, work on the schoolboys today and the under 20s from this year and the under 20s from last year. If you want to really focus on that, then do it on that end. Let them play my under 23 tournaments. Let them play against Varsity Cup teams. Let them play against Curry Cup under 21 teams. Let them grow that way. Do not put a scapegoat team in this competition because we will gain zero from it.
We are gaining zero from it.
Rubbish, man.
Well, moving along.
I am that
emotions.
It's not emotion, guys.
It's justified, my guy.
It's not emotion. It's
how you feel about it's fine.
No, it's not emotion. What it is just being honest and being frank about it.
Emotionally.
It's not emotion.
Dude, we're playing, relax.
It's not emotion. But the thing is, you're diluting the value of the point.
No. The point is valid. And it stands.
But this is what we were talking about last time, where you just raised something about tap and go rugby when you're playing it, you know, at qualifier level. This is what we were talking about, saying, you know, if you haven't got, what I was talking about, if you haven't got people who are made up of quality enough to adjust to know that this isn't school by rugby anymore, or the coaching, in fact. Like, you should know, Woody, when we're in this territory, you don't do such when there are points for the taking. This is high stakes rugby. We need to get to the top tier.
Money game.
This is actually it, and you're still tapping. You want to score a try when 3 points is good enough for us?
Bruh.
We lost that game by what, 2 points?
Yeah.
Penalty is all we needed. And the thing is, the best thing about getting those 3 points, kick over, go back to halfway.
You
get the ball back. And if you've got momentum, you're just going back to the 22.
Do it again.
Push for another penalty. Here we go again.
Exactly. Do it again.
But hey, listen, what do we know? Okay? At the end of the day, we're investing. You invest in coaching. Invest in better coaches. We've said this. This is a no-brainer. Invest in better coaches. Invest in getting your younger players into the right habits earlier. Because at the top level, there's not enough time to adapt. And that is why we will not... 2023, if we qualify, it'll be a freaking miracle.
It'll be a fluke.
I believe you mean the country should invest in a better plan overall.
Yeah.
Because the current rugby plan is not... It's not working.
There's no 4 or 5 year plan. This shit is being made up on the fly, and then we'll like to come up and tell each other, no, we're doing this. Yeah, we've got a plan. You know, there's no fucking plan.
And the worst thing that is doing irreparable damage to the whole system.
Every day people are getting more and more disillusioned, and that's the issue, that's the problem, you know. How good would it be to actually have Zimbabwean people actually know Zimbabwean players, not to have on Instagram a picture of a player and ask, who is this player? And 90% of people get it wrong.
I was kind of shocked, eh?
I wasn't.
Moving along. Super Rugby, a few shocks this past weekend. Well, everything expected.
Who shocked who? I was about to ask you this.
Who shocked
Which
who?
Shocks are you shocked by?
Sharks and Chiefs.
That was not a shock.
You said which ones are you shocked by? You didn't say.
You know nothing about rugby.
Ooh.
But yeah, that wasn't really a shock.
Came left in you. Well. Then let's move along to this week's rugby, Super Rugby speeches. If there are no shocks. Hurricanes, Jaguars.
Canes.
Rebels, Bulls.
Where? In Australia?
Confirming. Yeah, Melbourne.
Ooh. Hey, that's going to be nice.
Ooh.
You give it to the Rebels.
Yeah, I give it to the Rebels because the Bulls have to travel all the way there. And I think they're gonna. The Bulls are gonna be really competitive for the first like 50 minutes, but I think they
were mistake.
Because I think they're also going to be emotionally charged after they got quapped, what?
Motions.
Twice.
Up Andre Pollard, did you see him after the game? Like you said, he was just like,
he was just, like
the look on his face was like, bro, there's nothing I can do.
I really don't know what y'all expecting from me, but
I ain't Superman.
There's Reese on the wing, and Richie in the... Richie. Richie. I've come to the conclusion that as long as all black men are not Richie,
no problem.
There is an issue.
No problem.
Hey, that all is ish.
Right.
How in his prime is actually going to be dangerous.
Blues versus the Chiefs.
Battle of the Bombays. I give it to the Chiefs, Baba. Give it to the Chiefs. The Blues, because they're both desperate, but I think the Chiefs are more desperate than the Blues. To be honest.
Makamur.
Battle of the Bombays, Baba.
I can't call it yet.
I hope the Blues win. Okay. Reds, Waratahs. Reds.
Waratahs,
bro.
Tars?
Waratahs.
Tars, yeah.
Okay.
I know my problems. I don't also vogue. I don't touch it.
Lions, Highlanders.
Highlander.
Timmy and Stormers and Crusaders.
Come on.
Why are we even asking about that one, right? It's got the Crusaders in it. You know who's going to win that. Crusaders.
See, and his boys are going to get decked.
But they're playing in SA.
They're going as Nabasa. Bulls was playing at home. What are you saying?
Fortress Loftus.
Vatsveld. Well,
talk, Hansi, the supporters were walking out half time. He's like, you can't.
Out of what?
When the Blue Bulls lose in a packed.
When the blow baller.
In a packed Loftus.
Vilfield.
Maybe it's the guys that bought the drain from Union Special tickets. They were special tickets, they were like 20 Rand.
Just to watch Captain America.
Just to watch Drain from Union.
Well, it's been a lively episode 8. Thank you to Matt and Benny. We'll see you next time at the Clubhouse.
Tsa 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 tsa.